Hey guys, I asked ChatGPT to put together a beginner tequila tasting path for someone easing into the world of tequila. And here's what it gave me. Tell me if you agree. The beginner tasting path to tequila would start with step one, get to know Blanco. Start with something smooth, approachable, something that showcases pure agave without an overwhelming complexity. And its first choice was Lalo Blanco Nam 1468. A clean, citrusy, cooked agave, a perfect intro to what tequila should taste like. Number two, El Tecaleño Blanco. You know, I have to admit, when I first had this tequila, it was a great one for me. It's light, it's fruity, it's floral. It's a favorite for new drinkers and bartenders alike. Nam 1107. Step two was explore reposados. Next, taste how oak aging adds character without masking the agave flavor. It's number one recommendation to get started with, Siempre 1414. Siempre Reposado, it's all Siempre Reposado, it's awesome. Balance between oak and agave with a vanilla spice from the barrel. Fantastic choice. The number two Reposado, Quila Tapatito. And I got to admit, I'm 1139. You can't go wrong with this one. It's a classic distillery, great value with a touch more rustic flavor. It is definitely a must try. Step number three, try a solid añejo. Pedro Fortiva Añejo. It's an introduction to deeper aging while staying away from a syrupy, desserty type profile. Pedro Fortiva, coming out of Nam 1360, is a new brand, and it is a brand that is priced just right. It's elegant, it's rich, it's fruity without having any additives. It's a great gateway into Añejo. And this is really easy to find from their website. So step four was throw in a wild card like a Sotol or a Mezcal. So Sol Tu Noches, this is a fantastic intro to Sotol. I did a video about how this is produced. It's got a great flavor profile. And of course, jumping into any kind of Mezcal will give you another flavor of an agave and kind of highlight the DNA of what agave tastes like. And Prolijo Tepezate is a fantastic one to try. So you tell me how ChatGPT did. Personally, I think they did a pretty good job. Comment below and tell me the tequilas that you think should have been in this list that were not.